Hi, everybody. This is Jessie at U English. Hi, 大家好，我是 Jessie 老师。Follow U English, learn a little bit of English every day. Have fun and stick to it. You'll make big progress. 关注 U 英语微信平台，每天英语学一点，快乐学习，坚持到底就是胜利。
小满是中国传统24节气中的第八个节气，是夏季的第二个节气。小满的含义是夏熟作物的籽粒开始灌浆饱满，但还未成熟，只是小满还未大满。农家从庄稼的小满里憧憬着夏收的应时。小满节气的英文翻译为 grainful， 也可以做Grain buds. 我们今天来学习一下如何用英文来描述小满这一节气，学会用英文讲述节气的故事，传播中国文化。
The traditional Chinese calendars divide a year into 24 solar terms.
小满, literally grainful in English, is the 8th solar term.
It begins when the sun reaches the celestial longitude of 60 degrees and ends when it reaches the longitude of 75 degrees. It more often refers in particular to the day when the sun is exactly at the celestial longitude of 60 degrees, which in the Gregorian calendar is usually around 21st May. This year, it falls on May the 21st.
传统农历将一年划分为24个节气。小满英文呢是 grainful， 是一年中的第八个节气。它始于太阳到达黄金60度，结束于太阳到达黄金75度。它更常指的是太阳正处于黄金60度的日子。在公历中，通常在5月21日前后。今年，小满是在5月21日。
Each solar term can be divided into 3 pentads. They are first pentad,
初后,
second pentad, 次后, and last pentad,
末后。
Pentads in 小满 include first pentad,
初后。苦菜秀,
the soul thistle is in seed. Second pentad,
次后,
迷草死, delicate herbs die. Last pentad,
末后,
麦秋至, it is the harvest time of wheat. On the day of the grainful, the seeds of summer crops like wheat nearly but not absolutely mature. Most areas of China have been in summer on the day of the grainful. After the day, the temperature difference between South and North China gets smaller. It rains more often and plants grow vigorously.
在小满这天，夏季作物的种子如小麦几乎成熟，但还没有完全成熟。此时，中国大部分地区都进入了夏季。这一天过后，中国南北温差变小，降雨频繁，植物生长繁盛。
As the saying goes, a heavy rainfall makes the river fall.Because of the great increase in rainfall, rivers are full of water, which makes fish and shrimp big and fat. This is a good time to eat fish and shrimp. It is also harvest season for fishermen.
俗语有云，小满江河满。由于降雨量激增，河流都被灌满了水，使得鱼虾又大又肥。小满是吃鱼虾的好时节，也是渔民们丰收的季节。
An old proverb has it that mulberries become black during the grain buds period. Thus, it is also a good season to eat mulberries.
古有谚语云，桑葚红了有盈满，因此小满也是吃桑葚的好时候。
The day of grain buds is the day of the common sow thistle. Fresh and nutritious, common sow thistle has the function of clearing heat, cooling the blood, and detoxifying the body. Some people boil it and leave it to cool to make a cold dish. Some pickle it with yellow rice soup for a fresh tasting dish. Others squeeze its bitter juice after boiling it to make soups, stuffing, or noodles.
小麦以后苦菜秀，苦菜新鲜且营养丰富，具有清热凉血解毒的作用。有些人把它煮开后放凉，做成凉菜；有些人把它和黄米汤一起腌出味道鲜美的菜。也有人会把苦菜煮开，榨成苦汁来做汤、馅料或面条。
High temperatures and humidity are common during the grain buds period. The increase in temperature may also give rise to many skin diseases. It is important for people not only to eat healthy, but also exercise to keep healthy during the hot summer days.
小满时期常见高温高湿，气温的升高也可能引起许多皮肤病。在炎热的夏天，人们不仅要饮食健康，还要锻炼身体以保持健康。最后，我们再来复习一下24节气的英文名称。
Start of spring,
立春。
Start of spring. Rainwater,
雨水。
Rainwater. Awakening of insects,
惊蛰。
Awakening of insects. Vernal equinox.
春分。
Vernal equinox. Clear and bright.
清明。
Clear and bright. Grain rain.
谷雨。
Grain rain. Start of summer.
立夏。
Start of summer. Grain fall.
小满
Grain fall. Grain and ear.
芒种
Grain and ear. Summer solstice.
夏至
Summer solstice. Minor heat.
小暑
Minor heat. Major heat.
大暑
Major heat. Start of autumn.
立秋
Start of autumn. Limit of heat.
处暑
Limit of heat. White dew.
白露
White dew. Autumnal equinox.
秋分
Autumnal equinox. Cold dew.
寒露
Cold dew. Frost descent.
霜降
Frost descent. Start of winter.
立冬
Start of winter. Minor snow.
小雪
Minor snow. Major snow.
大雪
Major snow. Winter solstice.
冬至
Winter solstice. Minor cold.
小寒
Minor cold.Major cold,
大寒
Major cold. Now it's your time to open your mouth and practice. Have fun learning English. That's all for today. Until next time, goodbye.